welcome to Ping. This is episode 116, 116 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about every week. And we have decided to ditch Paul from now on.
Gone.
And replace him with Larry,
the light bulb Larson. Light bulb in the house.
I think it's a better fit. Feels a little bit more natural.
I'm not quite as tall.
You're not quite as tall, which is a good thing. We're
just putting
more level playing field here.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul's head was getting a little too large for the camera.
He couldn't get through the door anymore.
So, anyway, we're just kidding. Paul will be back next week. He's in Shanghai. But we do have Larry here. And Larry, you should know him. And if you don't, famous, globally renowned for his show on Channel 9 called Defrag.
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 So what's Defrag about?
Defrag is looking into technologies and exploring those. So in the beginning, Nick and I used to do, we did one show on Defrag where we looked into tablet computers and the Surface and stuff like that.
Okay.
So Gove and I are defragging actual tech support problems. So if you have questions about, you know, my computer doesn't boot, I'm getting this error, it always comes up with, you know, check disk when I boot my computer.
Okay.
We explore those and we look at how we can fix those problems.
And where do you get the questions from? Just from the comments underneath
the show?
Questions
come from all over. They come, a lot come from inside Microsoft, so we'll get direct emails. Sometimes I'll,
I didn't know Microsoft employees were allowed to not know the answers to technical questions.
You know, there's so many of them. What are you going to do?
We're supposed to know it all.
Yeah, and the funny thing is Gove answers most of those questions. So
genius,
if you,
huh?
Yeah, so if you're a Microsoft employee and you send an email to one of these lists, it's probably Gove in the middle of the night that's,
right.
Oh, you know, this is how
so
you
I
fix this.
So I should just get his number.
I have his number. I know. I'm really leaning on him. I lean on him for tech support.
Seriously.
And, you know, all kinds of stuff
now, what
like
about
this
some
now?
More of the, like, the basic questions? Like, last night, not me.
Sure,
but
no.
A friend of mine was wondering, you know, she was going to install a Windows 7 onto her laptop, and she wasn't sure if she should install the
32-bit or 64-bit.
A common problem,
I know.
I'm sure.
That person wrote me, too.
Did they write you?
Yeah.
So would you be able to hand something as, you know, simple
I thought
that?
You were going to answer it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I wrote back, and I let her know what the preferences were. I was depending on, you know, the optimization for her editing system and stuff like that.
Yeah, things like that.
But do you handle simple questions, or is it deep, more hardcore developer questions?
No, we handle all kinds of stuff. So I try to throw in one pretty simple question on every show. Because, you know, these are the kinds of things where if you're doing a search, you know, I'd like you to be able to come to us.
Yeah.
So, we try to throw in a couple of simple questions, and sometimes we throw in questions that are so complex, I can barely read the question off my screen.
Right.
So they're things that only Gove would know.
So you don't answer those.
No, I don't even try, because I'm like, no, Gove's going to have to handle
this. I don't even know what I just asked. Question.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, check it out. It's a weekly show?
A weekly show.
It's a weekly show. And let's get this weekly show started right now. All right, Larry, I'm ashamed to admit that only this year did I finally get nav in my car.
Yeah.
Prior to this, I was, you know, printing out paper maps in my office and driving and reading, you know, so...
Wow.
I know. So you've had it for a while, I'm sure.
Or maybe
on your phone, and I just got the Windows phone, so I was primitive on the roads.
Yeah, I tend to use the little thing that sat up on the dashboard
like
for
the
a long time.
Like the TomTom or the Garmin.
But then I got a Ford with Ford Sync, with Microsoft Sync.
There you go.
Love it. Yeah.
So I need to say, we love our navs.
Yeah.
And if you don't have one, you can get one. But one of the things that I've always questioned is, why can't they have traffic in my nav?
Yeah.
You know, why do I have to go to my computer and check the traffic conditions and then go to my nav and hope they don't change?
It's that whole internet connection thing, you know, it's kind of important for that.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, there's Wi-Fi everywhere and there's people in Microsoft Research China who I think have figured out a solution to this.
And it's a genius solution because one thing is, if you're in your car, the thing that you always have with you is your phone. And your phone has this internet connection.
It's under my pillow at night. I'm everywhere with this phone.
Exactly.
Like you and your gun.
Yeah, my gun and my phone. So it's a lumpy pillow.
Exactly. Who knows what's under there? We don't ask. So anyway, they're working on this project that not only tells you traffic conditions, weather, changing weather, it tells you predicted past traffic conditions, the way the traffic, you know, historically has been in these environments. And then it does something really unique, and help me if I explain this correctly. It gauges the way you are as a driver.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm a terrible driver, and I drive slow.
Yeah.
I avoid merging on the highway, and I try to avoid anywhere where other cars are nearby me.
Mm-hmm.
And it would pick up on that and tell me routes to go based on the way I drive to make me feel safe.
I like that. And, you know, sometimes there's certain routes that I like to take over others.
Right.
And so I would like my traffic system to be able to say, hey, he likes taking this route. Let's, you know,
yeah, and it says that if you take a route frequently, you know, your tendency is to drive that route faster each time because you know the curves of the road, whereas the
first
time...
You know where all the speed traps are.
Right,
you know
exactly.
Where to slow down.
Exactly. And it takes all of this into consideration and plots you out. And they tested this on a bunch of, I'm not sure, 1,000 or so, 33,000 taxi cabs in China. And
that's rough driving conditions there, I hear.
Yeah. That's a lot of data, a lot of beeping, a lot of frustration, I would assume. But it's amazing. And it's one of these things that we talk about all the time coming out of Microsoft Research that I hope lands on my phone, in my car, soon. Because I think it would absolutely... make my driving experience more pleasurable, and that's really all I care about.
I love it.
Great. All right, Larry, so, you know, I do a little show called Hot Apps.
I have heard of that, yeah.
You watch it probably a couple times a day.
I do.
Anyway, one of the things in my research, you know, is I play a lot of games on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I'll be, the game will have a title that's very misleading. Something, you know, like, you know, Bubbles or whatever.
Yeah, Little Kid Game.
And then you'd like open up the game and see the screenshots and you're like,
zombies.
Oh.
Zombies with their heads hanging off.
Or, you know, scantily clad women. You know?
A little of this, a little of that.
This happens. And so, you know, they're working on it. And now what they've developed is something called PEGI, which is a game rating system, Pan-European Game Information, age rating system. So you can, just like the ESRB.
Yeah.
Just for console games. Now you can get a rating on your Windows Phone games.
Yeah.
Now you have children.
I do.
Do you let them like fool around on your phones and download things? And is this a concern for you?
Let them or find them doing that. That's, you know, kind of a little bit of both. So they like to play on the phones. They like to play on the portable devices. They each have laptops. They're playing Xbox. But it's mostly Lego Star Wars or some
right.
kind of Lego video game.
But there's like, you know, you can control easily what games you buy them for the Xbox, right?
That's easy to control.
But perhaps what they hit install on your phone, less controllable.
Yeah,
and
on Xbox,
controls.
I mean, you can set up parental controls on the Xbox, of course,
right.
too. But not so easy on the phone. And I do have some... kind of adult games, like shooting games and stuff that on my phone
okay.
that I wouldn't want them to play.
Right, so you don't let your three-year-old play Halo is what you're saying.
Halo's a little fantasy. It's sci-fi. Yeah, that's science.
But have you ever thought that something like this would come in handy? Like, you know, this is, I'm assuming strictly in Europe right now because it's pan-European game information. But I do know it is coming with ESRB rankings to the Xbox Live titles on Windows Phone.
Yeah.
And is this something that you've kind of been hoping for as a dad?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of apps on my phone that I actually did uninstall because I knew my kids would pick this phone up and mm-hmm. start playing whatever's on there. And so I was like, well, I don't even want them to find that one. So I have taken them off. So, yeah, I like the rating system.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Cool. It's sort of like new and uncharted territory where the law is a little bit behind the time in terms of the
yeah.
technology. But we see this, you know, all over the place. So
yeah.
at least they're finally catching up. All right, Larry, I know you've got a killer gaming system at home and a killer gaming room. I don't know if you've ever posted the video publicly.
I don't know if I have. I think I
don't know if I could throw to it because, it, you know, it's top secret.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of different setups. I had Forza set up on 3 42-inch LCDs
yes,
around
yeah.
me in my home office. Yeah.
It's very impressive. So you take your home gaming setups very seriously.
I like realism.
You like realism. So
yeah.
would you appreciate it then if Xbox 360 were to bring content in 3D?
You have no idea.
So you were looking. You're looking
Absolutely,
for this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Were you a fan of like the 3D movies, like Avatar?
Oh, I love all 3D movies. I love all 3D content. I've been watching since House of Wax, some old school
yeah.
movies back in the past. But
with the blue and the red.
Yeah, and I don't have a 3D TV yet. This would make me buy
it. I love
one.
How you say yet.
Yet, yeah. I don't have one
but
yet, but
will.
This would make me buy it.
He will. So, yeah, I guess apparently they are finally, Microsoft has just changed their tune, and we're going to bring 3D games to the 360, and they're expecting Gears of War 3, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, and Batman Arkham City.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. So I love Batman.
Now, would you, in order to play a 3D game, would you need to have, you'd have to have the goggles, right?
Well, different 3D systems all work differently. If you've got a 3D TV, it probably has a set of glasses that you have to wear, flicker glasses, so that the right eye sees the right, you know, picture, and the left eye sees the left picture.
Right.
So yeah, you either do have to wear glasses, or there's some TVs that are coming out that can actually let you see 3D without the glasses. And
I'm
fortunately,
all for that.
Yeah, and fortunately, all these glasses have been different in the past too. So finally, TV manufacturers are getting together and trying to standardize on one set of glasses.
Right. I feel like I'm that girl who held on to her cassette tapes when everyone was moving to CDs.
Yeah.
Because I am like, I don't want that. I love my TV just the way it is. That's stupid. And I'm sure 10 years from now, I'll be eating my words just like I did about the
Kinect. 10 years from now, you'll have a CD hanging from the rearview mirror of your car.
Anyway, this is all expected to be pretty soon, I think they said. This fall, maybe. So, a 3D update may come as early as next week. Look at that.
Early as
next week. So check it out. Keep a look for it on your Xbox Live dashboard.
All right, in the past, I've had a lot of pairs of glasses, head-mounted displays that you wear.
Okay.
I've had the Sony Glastrons. I've had
These are the ones that just play little movies?
Yeah,
like
so they've
on the
got a couple of little screens. Sometimes, you know, they're 3D, some usually not. And it says, you know, looks like a 60-inch screen from 10 feet away, which I wouldn't sit 10 feet away from a 60-inch screen, so it's not that impressive. In the past, the biggest problem that I've had with any of these glasses I've had is they have very low resolution displays in them. So you're lucky if you get like, you know, 640 by 480 or something in the eyepiece.
Right.
And that means that when you look at the picture in the screen, you see lines, it looks kind of interlaced, it's kind of fuzzy.
Like watching TV in the 80s.
Yeah, it's like setting your monitor down to a really poor resolution.
Right.
So Sony's just released, or they're coming out with a system called the HMZ.
Okay.
And this is another pair of these glasses, which when I first saw that, I was like, okay.
Right.
But then I dug around, and this PCWorld.com article mentions the resolution on it. 720p.
Finally!
HD.
HD.
So this pretty much fills your entire field of vision. So it means it's like sitting in a movie theater where, you know, you've got this massive screen sitting in front of you, which I think is awesome. So it's just going to open up all kinds of possibilities, and it's 3D.
It's 3D. So can you essentially be able to, when it comes out, I think it's launching in Japan first. We always get things last.
Yeah.
Hook it up to your Xbox and then play your Xbox games with this?
Yeah, I mean, you could hook it up to a 3D system, like, you know, watch 3D movies on Blu-ray player.
Right.
And you could hook it up to, you know, your game system. And hopefully, I don't know how you would do this yet, but hopefully you can hook it up to your PC and actually, like, play some of the 3D games that are on PC.
Yeah, I'm interested to check that out. I remember, you know, covering the gaming world as many as, like, 8 or 9 years ago, and you would go to, like, you know, a game developers conference, and they'd put on this huge contraption on your head that they called, like, the virtual reality contraption, and this is the future of gaming, and, like, it's just awful and awkward, and you
and
can't
the games
really,
were, and, like, and you vector
get, yeah,
horrible
totally, and you get, like, where am I? I'm lost in space, and it was just terrible, and so I've kind of had a bad taste in my mouth about these headsets.
Yeah.
You know? But actually listening to you explain how this one kind of works, this is something I'd definitely be willing to try out.
Yeah, the biggest thing with this is you've got HD, it's running in 3D.
Yeah.
It's going to be fairly inexpensive. It's $800, which is a lot, but, you know, it's not that bad. The only drawback...
Well, hoping that price drops.
Yeah. The biggest drawback, I think, with this one is it doesn't have head tracking in it, so you can't move your head around and look at things.
Right.
But I've got some ideas
around
that. I'll
bet you do.
I think you could get around that with, like... I don't know, IR LED band around your head with Kinect looking at it?
There you go.
Know. Whatever, come on.
Build it. Larry?
We'll see what we can do.
You're very busy.
Yeah, I got a lot on my plate.
All right, sounds good. All right, everybody, that's a wrap for this week's show. Paul will possibly be back next week, but I think Larry did so swimmingly, we might just have to keep him. Although
we'll
he did say he was kind of busy, so we'll see how much we can pull his time. And we are just about finished with the Twitter competition, and since Paul is out of town, I'm hoping that I can just finally get over that last hump. I think I needed like 50 more followers.
I think with Paul out of town, you should follow Larry Law.
Larry Law.
Yeah.
All right. And if you can get 500 before I get my 500, I'll do two embarrassing things, and I'll be crushed because I've had about 4 weeks.
I'll tweet for people to follow you.
Had about 4 weeks now to get these 500 followers. Anyway, follow me at Elfoy, and as always, leave your comments and your questions. We love hearing from you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.